You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So the Minchas Chinuch here on page Kuf Samach Tes has gone off in a different direction. He's speaking about Boel Nida. Since we're talking about the din of Nida and Zava, he decided to speak about all the halachas of Boel Nida. So in short, the halach of Boel Nida is, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, V'tihi alav nidasa. And on the man who's Boel Nida should be upon him all the tumas Nida. So last time we did ice bays. We finished ice bays. So take a look at the very end of ice bays. Boel Nida tome shivas yamim. And someone who's Boel Nida is tome 7 days, like a Nida. V'tihi nidasa alav. Now this is the chiddush. Afilu ba'ala basof nidasa. Even if he's boil her on the very, very tail end of her nida period, meaning the seventh day, nevertheless he has to start counting his own 7 days. Va'afilu shomer siyom kineged yom. Even if it's not a full nida, it's just a shomer siyom kineged yom. Hu tameh shiva siyom. He himself now contracts tuma for an extended period beyond the period of the woman, and therefore it starts a period of 7 days. You see, that's a vav that it quotes? You see that there's a vav? Is that it?
Yeah.
There's a vav, right.
Yeah.
So what does the vav say?
It's a vav.
It brings a rival. The Farish HaRival of Torah's Konim, Shili Pashto Mitzora, because of Shabbat, Shomer Siyom, Tomei Shivas, Shiva Kemosa, Rak Imnasis Achak Zova Gedayla. Vayin Or Samech Sham. Interesting. That if she's just a Zova Ketana, because a Zova Ketana, by Zova Ketana, the woman herself does not keep 7 days, right? It's only Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom. So the question is, if she's only a Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom, what type of tumor does she confer on a person who's Bayal her? So the Minchas Chinuch takes it as a double parshat, that even if you're boil a shomer yom keneged yom, the man immediately contracts like a tumor like boil nida. The Ravid says that's not true. Only if she ends up being a zava gedayla, where she herself has to keep 7 days, does he contract also tumor for 7 days, which is interesting. The scenario of if she herself never kept 7 days of tumor, can she confer tuma of 7 days? So the Minchas Chinuch seems to say an interesting chiddush. Even though she is a shomeres yom keneged yom, and she only has to keep 1 day of tahara, and she's only tmeah 1 day, nevertheless, according to Minchas Chinuch, he feels that she can transfer to him tuma shiva, which is very interesting. That somehow the man can have a greater period of tuma than the woman herself. Utvilaso, and his halacha is his tvilas on the seventh day. Utvilaso biyom hashvi, the bol nido the tvilaso eno kinida. I am muskans hashas biyuma dafana. So the bol nida is different than nida in at least one aspect.
She needs a hefsik tara.
Right, she needs a hefsik tara.
He doesn't need it.
Right. Kol chayave tvilos, the Gemara Yuma says, tovlim biyom chutz mi nida violedes. Everyone could go to the mikvah during the day except a nida and a yoledes. So it's interesting, a boyal nida is like v'tin dasa olav, but concerning his halacha in the mikvah, he does not have to go ahead and wait for 7 full days to have passed and go in the night. He can go the day of the seventh. However, he's not tohor, he needs harav shemesh. Like a shomer yom keneged yom that could go and be tovel during the day. The tevila could be done during the day, but the tahara is only complete with harav shemesh. Because you need 7 full days for a boil nida. Okay. Le'inyan shiluach. And the question is a boil nida. What machanos is she prohibited in going? Because we know that there was a pasuk thing in last week's parsha, correct? What did it say last week's parsha? V'chol tsarua, v'chol zav, v'chol tamei lenefesh, right? It says anyone who is a matzaira, anyone who is a zav, anyone who is a tamei nefesh, has to be mishulach, has to be sent out of the Gimel Machanas. So the Gemara in Pesachim Samar Zayin says, why is the pasuk list each one separately? V'chol tzaruah, v'chol zav, v'chol tamei lemeis. Because each of those categories has a different halacha of shiluch machanais. V'chol metzora. Metzora is nishtalech. Metzora is thrown out of all three machanais. So what does all three machanais mean? So in the Midbar it meant machane shechina, which is the Mishkan. It meant machane leviyah, like we learned in this week's parsha. That's the leviyah had four machanais that surrounded the Mishkan. So if someone's a metzora, he cannot go in machane shechina, he can't go into the Mishkan. He can't visit any Levi in the Machane Leviyah. Furthermore, even in the encampments of Yehuda, Shimon, what was it? Yehuda, Shimon, Dan, and who was the fourth one? I forget. The four Machanos, right? The four Machanos that surrounded the Mishkan. So, Metzora has to be thrown out of Machane Shechina, the Mishkan, Machane Leviyah, the Leviyim, and the Machane Yisrael. All of the encampments of all of these, all of the Shvatim, he has to leave that. So that's Bizman HaMishkan. Bizman HaZeh, let's say, if there were Bizman HaZeh or Bizman HaMikdash, a Metzora would have to leave the Machane Shechina, which is the, not the Harabayas, the Machane Shechina, which is the Makom HaMikdash, the Machane Leviyah, which is the Harabayas, and he would also have to leave Yerushalayim, which is a Machane Yisrael. But he cannot go to any city. Any city that's a Mukaf Chayma has enough of a Kedusha that a Metzora is not allowed to be present in a Machane, in an Ir Mukaf Chayma. So the halacha is that a Metzora is Mishtaleach from Shosh Machanas, from all three Machanas, which practically means either in the Midbar he can't be with the Shvatim, he even has to leave and go outside of the Shvatim, or Bizman HaMikdash, she cannot enter Mikdash, Harabayas, or even Yerushalayim. Then it says, V'chol Metzora, V'chol Zav. The Gemara learns a Zav is the only Mishtalech from Shtei Machanos. So Shtei Machanos would be Machane Shechina, which is the Mishkan, Machane Leviyah, which is the encampments of Leviyim. But a Zav could hang out with the Machanos Yisrael, with the Shvatim. And Bizman HaMikdash, he could live, the Zav could live in Yerushalayim, he could even go to the Kotel. Like Bizman HaZeh, he cannot go on Harabayas. So if someone would wish to venture on Harabayas, like those people do Bizman HaZeh, not that I'm condoning it, he would definitely need to go to the mikvah because of the problem of Tumah Zav. Then it says, V'chol Tomei Lenefesh.
The new guy, Yehuda Glick. Yehuda Glick?
No, what did he do?
Yehuda Glick. So he wants to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash now.
It's nice.
He said he became a member of Parliament. So he was shot four times, he survived it, and by luck he became a member of Parliament, and one of his strong things is he wants to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and he's starting to cause, you know, commotion again about it.
It's not going too well.
The first step is he wants the Jews to be able to pray on Harabayas.
Okay, that's good, but for many, many generations, all of the Rabbanim in Israel said we should not go on Harabayas.
Right, because
we don't know where the Makom HaMikdash is.
Correct, yes, that's why.
Because it's Shalat Tumah.
Right. Because technically you could go on the Harabayas without an Makom HaMikdash if you go to the Mikvah. Like we just said, right?
Okay, so there has to be some place on the Harabayas that we know.
Yeah, but they don't want people getting into that,
they
right?
They don't want people knowing.
No, that's been like, it's interesting. You had one of the things that Rav Kook, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and everyone agreed to was this famous Kol Kaire, do not go on the Harabayas, no matter what. That's like something that everyone has agreed to for many, many hundreds of years. But lately,
Moshe Dayan did it for a different reason entirely. Moshe Dayan did it because he didn't want all the Arabs to gang up on him. He thought they wouldn't accept that. They will not accept the fact that Jews could be there.
So there's a lot of politics. But leaving politics aside, halacha says, then the pasuk says, v'chol tzoro, v'chol zo, v'chol tamei lanefesh. Then there's a tamei lanefesh. Anyone who's touched a mace, who has contracted Tumas Mace, he himself can go in a Machane Yisrael, he can go Machane Leviyah, he can even go on Harabayas, which is interesting. Normally you would think Tumei Mace is Muhammad, but in this case it's not. Tumei Mace can go on Harabayas. That's why people, you know, rationalize they can go. Where he can't go is the Makom HaMikdash. There's a whole discussion, what's Midrash, Midrabanan, what's the Makom HaMikdash, from the Chayal, the Azara, Midrash, I think it's only the Azara, he's not allowed to go to the Azara. I think that's the first mission in Caleb, where it says that the Azara is Chomer from all other Kedushas, because Tmei Mace is not allowed to go there. So the question is, what about a Bayal Nida?
What about Goyim? Goyim allowed there?
No, there's a certain point upon which Goyim cannot go. Because Midr Abanan, they're considered to be Zofim. Mm-hmm. Isn't that one of the famous signs they recovered or something? I think I remember in the Israel Museum they have some sign they recovered that says no Goyim beyond this point. Mm-hmm. That always got Antiochus and all the guys very upset, right? Antiochus and Pontius Pilate, all these guys got really upset about that. That was not good politics. Goyim not beyond this point. So anyway, as I mentioned, Minchas Chinuch is discussing now Boyal Nida. So Ois Gimel. Le'inyan Shiluach, how far out does a Boyal Nida have to go? Meaning, if a Boyal Nida, the Pasuk says, V'tihi Nidasa Olav, is he Mishtaleach from also Machane Leviah? I did not mention that a Nida has the same din as a Zav. And just like a Zav is Mishtaleach from two Machanas, so too a Nida is Mishtaleach Mishtay Machanas. Which begs the question, what happened if a Levi's wife became a Nida? It appears she could not live in Machane Leviah, which is interesting. A Kohen's wife or a Levi's wife is a Nida. I don't know what the halach would be, but it appears she cannot live in Machane Leviah. She would have to leave those premises. What?
Rather impractical.
Yes.
Yeah, it's two homes.
Impossible. Get inside.
I don't know, what can I tell you? Le'in shiluach, what about a Boyal Nida? So the Minchas Chinuch says, Boyal Nida enem ishtaleach min ha-toyra, rak mi machane shechina. A Boyal Nida does not have that chumrah of a Nida or a Zav himself, was Mishtaleach from two Machnas. A Boyal Nida is only Mishtaleach from Machne Shechina, only from the Mishkan itself or from the Makom HaMikdash.
So Nida is worse than
that. Yeah. Aval Mutar Likanes Lahar HaBayis. Rak Min HaChel Mishtalkin Mid Rabban. The only point is from the Chel, and you need one of those pictures to show exactly where the Chel is, but from the Chel, inward he cannot go. Ayin Rambam Perak Zayin, Ibez of Achira Halacha Tez Zayin. Ukagon Shatova Lakirio, Ki Lakirio Tovel Tekev. So the practical problem is, what's the nafkamina? A Boyal Nida is not Mishtaleach from two Machanos, but if he's Boyal Nida, he is a Balkari. So if he's a Balkari, the question is moot, because he's Mishtaleach from two Machanos, but Din Balkari. So this now addresses a question someone once asked me. Remember, we were sitting and someone said, what happens if you have two tumas and you toivel for one tuma? Can one tuma be removed and the other sticks? So this is the case here. A Boyal Nida has upon him two tumas. Because he did a Maisa B, he has the tumas Balkari. And because he's Boyal Nida, he has the tumas Boyal Nida. So if he goes to the mikveh, the tumas carry is removed. But the Boyal Nida tuma is still upon him. So one can be stripped off. So therefore, that person could go on Harabayis, Minchas Chinuch says. Could go on Shatovel Lekirio, Ki Lekirio Tovel Tekif. He could go to a mikveh right away. It's very interesting. Even though he's got the Tumas Boyal Nida on him, that does not in any way prohibit him from going to the mikveh for the sake of V'lo Nishol Avrak Tumas Shiva Shel Boyal Nida U'motu Likonis Az L'machin Leviyah. I am a shemach paragimel and bias hamikdash halacha gimel. Very interesting halacha. What is the definition of boyal nida? Ve'echad haboyal kedarka, ve'echad haboyal shelo kedarka, ve'echad hamara, ve'echad hagoymer. Whether it's bia kedarka, bia shelo kedarka, and whether it's ma'ara. It's machlokes in the Gemara, what's ma'ara? Ma'ara is just initial penetration. So it's machlokes in the Gemara in Yevamos, I think, gimel and dalet and hay. In that area, I don't remember the exact book. What is Ma'ara? One Monday Omer says Ma'ara is Nishika. The other Monday Omer says Achnos Rosh HaTorah.
Right.
Whatever it may be, it's interesting that Ma'ara or Goymer, either halacha, it's din of Boyal Nida. Hakol hu bichlal Boyal Nida. Avolim Boyal Zov o Isha Nivelas min hazov eno bichlal zeh. The din of transforming tuma only applies to a nida, not a zav. So if a zav would have relations with a woman, the woman would not conceive any tuma except like negiyah zav. So we mentioned last time that the tuma of Boyal Nida is not a tumas negiyah. but it's rather a tumah that comes not from contact, but rather, let's say, from process. Meaning it comes from the maisa bi, it does not come from negia. So there are interesting questions about a few tumas. This comes up in a number of cases, whether a tumah is based on the negia, or whether his tumah is based on the maisa or the process. Three examples we came across. The classic one that's in Reb Chaim, I think in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, is Nivlas Oif Tahor. So the halacha is that an Oif Tahor dies, is a nevela, is not shechted. It conveys tumah, but not through touching. If there was a Nivlas Oif Tahor and you touched it, it would be meaningless. It's matame begadim abeis abliya. It's matame a person and his clothes if you swallow it and it goes through the esophagus. So Reb Chaim has a whole piece, what's the nature of that tumah? Is it a tumah's maga? Just as the Torah specifies that it does not convey tumah unless it touches your esophagus? Or is it a din and a maisa achila? Meaning the maisa achila is what's matami you, not the maga. So it's interesting that you have this concept of what's the tumah? Is the matame the negia? Is the tumah's maga? Or is it the tumah's achila? That's why Nibbles of Torah. We had it recently by Paleta Shikva Zera, if you recall. When a woman is Paleta Shikva Zera, why does she now become Tmeya? Is it because the Shikva Zera is now touching her? Or is it because she's a Paleta Shikva Zera? It means a certain status. The process of Paleta Shikva Zera creates the tumah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has an abaya. The Gemara says, is that tumas maga or tumas reiya? So meaning, does she become Tmeya because of tumas maga? Does she become Tmeya because of Re'iyah? It's the process of going ahead and actually seeing the Shikva. Now we have a third case, Tmeya Nida. Well, Nida Tmeya because of maga, it's a type of maga, which is interesting. Because normally if you touch a Nida, you don't become an Avatuma, right? A Boyal Nida himself is an Avatuma. And he has a din of Shiva Siyam. But if someone just touches a Nida, you have Tumas Erev only. You become a Rishon, you don't have Tumas Erev. So what is the nature of Boyal Nida? Is it a special Tumas Maga, that if you touch the woman in that way, you get Tumas Erev? Or is it for the Maisa Bia? Well, for Mafkumina might be like Boyal Shalok Adarka, Bia Shalok Adarka. Rabbi Shalok Adarka, and there are a few Nafkuminas. We'll see in the next paragraph if there's a major Nafkumina. But what is the nature of Tumas Boyal Nida? Is it a type of maga like possibly Nivas of Torah is? Or is it the Maisa Bia? So it appears that if it's Kedarka and Shalok Kedarka and Echad Ma'ara, right, any type of Maisa Bia, it appears it's the Maisa Bia. And that seems to be the case. Take a look at next ice. That seems to be the issue in this next ice. Vada the chol elu zav v'chavera v'davka v'chayim yesham dinim elu. You should know in general, he's saying, that all the tumas that we're talking about, Zav, Zava, Nida, Bayal Nida, it's only when the person is alive. Aval b'misasan. But once the Nida has passed away, Al pidin Torah ein lahem shum tuma deziv. Rak metamim mishkav amerikav midarabanan ad sheyima kabasa. The only difference is that if they passed away, the Nida or the Zav, or the Zova, they are Matame Mishkov and Meshav. So you're going to say to me, I don't understand what the point is. They're Tame Tumas Mace. It's a mace, which is a more Chomer Tumah. So now Kamina would be on a Mishkov and Meshav. The Zov or Nida passes away on a couch. So if it's Tumas Mace, right, then the couch itself becomes an Av HaTumah. But it's not Tumah, it's not Tame Midin Mishkov and Meshav. Right, it's Tame Midin Naga Batame. However, what's the nafkamina? I'm not sure the nafkamina, if there's an actual nafkamina. Because if it's the mace itself, the mace itself is avi avasatuma. The merkav itself is an avatuma. But now that merkav itself, which is a kli, would now touch another kli. So would you say now that if a mace fell on a couch, and now a kli touched the couch, what would be the status of the kli? So let's go through that. The status of the kli would be a rishon, correct? Because the mace is avi avos atuma, the couch is an av, the kli would now be a rishon. Rishon. So what's the nafkamina, whether it's Tumah Midin, Tumah Smeh, Tumah Smeh, Tumah Mashuv? So I'm not sure right now what the nafkamina is, but the question is, why is the couch Tumah? Is the couch Tumah because a mace touched it? Or does the couch go ahead and receive Tumah because there's still a Mishkav or Mashuv of a Nida, of a Zav? So Midaraisa, the Zav or Nida, is passed away. Therefore, we would not confer Tumas Mishkav u'Mashav on the couch. However, there's a din derabana that even if a Nida or a Zav or a Zava passes away, it still can confer Tuma to the couch to make the couch u'Mishkav u'Mashav HaZav. Why? Zema Gzera Shema Yis Aleph. Interesting. The Gemara says that there's a Gzera. V'umishas Nida Samachtes Mebeit. Upaska Rambam Shom Pergvav Halacha Dalet. Meaning there's a gzera that even if a Nida or a Zava Zava passed away, it still confers Tumah to the Mishkav Umayshav. Because I'm worried Shema Nisalaf. I'm worried that you may confuse fainting for dying. So you're afraid if you say, oh, the person's dead, the couch is not telling me Mishkav Umayshav, and the person wakes up and says, oh, I just fainted.
There's an Afkumini Zavid Gavin, right?
What? Correct.
So if a guy who's a Zov,
as a matter of fact, that's the case he brings later. He says that would not be the case. Because that's a Xeril Xeril. But the guy are only telling me too much Zov, because, right? I'm thinking of an Afkamino.
Only Ariel is not.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So anyway, it's a Gzera Shem Yisalaf. You're afraid that you may go ahead and want, this is very esoteric stuff, correct?
Yeah.
That a Tumas Ziva happens to even continue after someone's passed away, because a Gzera that you may confuse fainting with someone dying. Shem Yisalaf. For whom is Shas Nida Samach Tesmer Beis Upaskar Ram Shom Perik Vav Halachadal. Vanim esupuk, e dafka al mishkav u'mashav gazru chazal, u'af al shar tumas chazav chomer kagon hesed. So the question is this din just a din of mishkav u'mashav, or maybe you have this gzera of shem yisalaf by all tumas, correct? Hesed would be one. Hesed would be somebody goes ahead and faints, right? Or passes away, and he's a zav. And if someone goes ahead and starts dragging him to revive him, do you say that if at the end of the day the person has passed away, that person now has contracted Tumah from that person, Tumah Zav? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be Shiluach, would it be Shiluach? It wouldn't be Shiluach. Right? You would get the Tumah of Tumas Maga of a Zav or a Zava. Meaning that Gzeir of Shem Yisalef, is it only restricted to Mishkav or Mashav? If the person passes away on the couch, is applied to all Tumas Zav or Nida. Now again, I'm going to get into a very strange situation, which is necrophilia. I think that's the correct term, right?
Yes, it is.
Right, so now we're going to get into the issue of necrophilia. So if you think that the Minchas Chinuch was a little obscure, or off the beaten track with Androgynous and Tumtum, ready for this? Okay, Odavka al Mishkav Amoshav Gazur Chazal. Odav al Shar Tumas Shazav Komer Kagon Hesed. The Mishnah only lists the case of Mishkav u'Mashav. At the Mishkav u'Mashav of a Zav that passes away has too much Mishkav u'Mashav. Still trying to think of a real nafkamina. Okay, so it says like this. The case of necrophilia could be well nafkamina for hordas, correct? Ain't no tummy minatoira de inanida.
No, she was dead. She was just normal. She
okay. Okay. You know, the Gemara says that Herod preserved his dead wives and honey. Right. I don't know if there's a word necromania. I'm not sure. Vina Hamashamish need the mace anyway. If someone. That's what it is. No, necromancers
that's
are
Kishon.
The...
That's Kishon, right.
Necromancer is Dorish Lomason, no?
Right, yeah.
So he wants to know, Anida Shemesa, does the Gzeres Chachamim apply to her that she can confer Tumah Midin Boyal Nida? Which is interesting. If you're going to tell me that the Din Boyal Nida is a form of Tumas Maga, then I might understand that. But if I'm going to say that Boyal Nida is a form of the Mesa Bia, it may very well be that there's no concept of Bia with an Isha Shemesa, right? That's what I would think. So, even if there's a general gzera by all tumas, this tuma is not possible to even think about when you're talking about a mesa. He says probably not. Probably there's no bottle need to buy a need the mesa for another reason. This seems to be like free association. Dino keboyal nida. Now this is interesting. We're talking about a mesa, and now we're talking about an aver mesa. An aver mesa is a limp organ.
Thinking about that before. I had come to the conclusion, the opposite conclusion.
That what? The boyal
aver mesa is not a bia. So therefore, you wouldn't have did a boyal nida.
So again, it might be dependent on that question, correct? What's the nature of tumas boyal nida? That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Right.
So it's very interesting. So let's see what he says. Do you have any idea what the safer is, carbon iron? What?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's a magnet Torah on Torah's kind.
It's a what?
It's a major purish on Torah's kind.
You mean like on the side of Torah's kind? Yeah?
The separate section.
Interesting. Carbon iron. Evidently, he lived before the Mishnah Melech. By the Mishnah Melech, Shem Perk Nolach, Gim, Mash, Kazam, Bashem, Carbon iron, Mash, Dach, Dvarth. The Limati Misham, Lufianis, that the Mashamish, the Aver, Mate, Dino, Kaboyal, Nida. The Yabavamos, right, Dino, that's very interesting. Mashamish, the Aver, Mate, there wouldn't be a Dino, Kaboyal, Nida. What?
Yeah,
it's by
Raz's
part. Yeah, the Raz's part.
Maybe that somehow resolves that.
I don't know. Ubi Avamas, Nunhema Bez Amrina, the Mashamish Mace, by Raz's part. The Gila Rachmana, Shikhva Zer, Vagam Besite the Prat, the Mashamish Bez Mace, Vakandalo Kosov Shikhva Zer, I feel the Mashamish Bez Mace, Dino Kabayal Nida. He says he's not sure about this. So it's interesting, the relationship between Tuma and Arayis. So he quotes on the bottom a sefer called Minchas Yochid, which I happen to have a copy of, written by somebody called Yechiel Zilberberg. You know who that is? Yechiel Zilberberg? He has a nice list coming from Chaim Shmuel Levitz. A sefer called Minchas Yochid. I happen to have the sefer. What? And he says, if you medayik in the Rambam at the beginning of Isuri Bia Perek Aleph says that Hamashamish be'aver meis b'chorais potter she'eino, I forgot exactly what it was, she'eino nechshav kibia. It's not considered to be a meis kibia at all. So he wants to say, based on that, it would not be matam. That a boil needed is a meis kibia. And since in general we have Hamashamish be'aver meis is potter, it means, what does it mean it's potter? Does it mean it's a mute, or does it mean it defies as not being a mice of beer? What does it mean I'm a shark face? What?
Water.
Yeah? Could be.
What would the mute be?
Sometimes it's just a mute that this is a tour like this. Maybe it's a mute because it's not the same amount of hana or something. Matter of fact, the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara in Shavuos Yud Ches Manal has this question. And the Gemara in Shavuos Yud Ches Manal, there's a lot of discussion about it. It says like this. What happens in this case? Hamashamish Isha, and then she also says Nidmesi. The man is in the middle of Maisa Bia, and the woman says, I'm a Nida. What is the halacha? Somar Rav Huna. Right, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, very dramatic Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Mishmei Derava, Na'atz Eser Sipon of Bakarka. The man is literally supposed to, like, totally take control of himself. He's supposed to wait until his taiva recedes, and he's only purished be'ever mace. He's only allowed to disengage be'ever meis. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Shema mina, hamashamesh be'ever meis pater. The whole, this teaches me that hamashamesh be'ever meis is pater. We do learn it, but I'm saying Rava is trying to prove this concept. That's a Gemara in Yuvamas. The Gemara in Shfuas is trying to prove this from that halacha. Abaye says that's not true. That halacha would even be true even if hamashamesh be'ever meis is chayav. Why? Because ain't a daima hana merubah v'hana muetah. Meaning that even if you have no choice, and mishamish be'ever meis is also a problem, you're an onus. But in the stage of onus, you have to minimize your pleasure. So as long as, which is an interesting halacha. Because I always want this concept. This concept is, if a person is forced to do something, someone puts a gun to somebody's head and eat this cheeseburger, does a guy have to have in his mind kavana not to enjoy it? In other words, once the gun is to his head, could the guy say, oh, I always want to eat the cheeseburger, and he could do it? What does the person's mindset have to be? Is there a requirement for his mindset to be not enjoying it? So it's very interesting. Abaye seems to say a concept like that. Seems to say, I can even hold hamashamish be'ever meis is chayev. Nevertheless, he has to be parish be'ever meis.
He has to be careful that it doesn't turn out to baratza. You know what I mean? If he's eating that hamburger and he wants and he's enjoying it, all of a sudden he becomes rutz and eats another.
Why is it rutz if he has no choice?
He has no choice, but he's.
Oh, so you're telling me that rutz and not rutz is not dependent on choice, it's dependent on attitude.
It is dependent initially on choice, but it could convert itself.
That's an interesting point. So I'm just pointing out that Abaye does not think it's a slam dunk that you punish be'ever meis because hamashamish be'ever meis is pater. Does not think that that's necessarily the case. So maybe there's a prat. The prat is that if someone's ba'al erva, maybe there's a certain quality of the bia you need to be chayev. But it's still a meisa bia. Could be, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know. But the Minchas Yochid says, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam goes out of his way to say, Hamashamesh be'ever meis potter, forgot the exact Lashon, the lo shmei bia. So now it comes back to our question. There are two questions you have to answer. First of all, is Hamashamesh be'ever meis a meisa bia or not? Then once you've said, let's say that tzad, it's not a meisa bia, can you still transfer tumas boil nida even without a meisa bia? So that's the question we said, is it a tumas maga? A form of tumas mago, or is it a tumah as a result of the process of the ma'isa bia? So he leaves it b'tzorach iyun b'din zeh. V'nei le'el kasafti d'narshim she'en lahem veses metamin le'mafreya tumah me'es la'es. It's halacha based on the Gemara that a woman that does not have a set cycle or a cycle is erratic. The halacha is that if she sees blood, the tumma goes retroactively. Me'es la'es. Not mi pekidah le pekidah. Mi pekidah le pekidah would mean goes back to the last time she did a bedika. Me'es la'es means it goes back to that time the day before. V'davka shar tumas. But this only affects other tumas, meaning the classical cases, she was working with truma the day before, all the trumas of tamea. Avalatameas bola enematamele mafreya. Rag dino kinogea. V'chein pasuk haRambam sham perek. What perek is that? Perek gimel halacha ches. What about a bayal nida within the last 24 hours? So the halacha is right. The halacha is that the tumah goes back 24 hours. What happens if a man was bayal her within that prior 24 hour period? So it's interesting. He does not have. You do not take the tumah retroactively to say it's a din bayal nida. Only it's a tumas maga, meaning the man would be tamei only tumas erev, like a nogea benida, correct? He would not be tamei tumas shiva. So this is the halach. I'm not sure if there's a miut for that or not. I don't remember. V'l'tamei is bola, eni matam mafir, rak dino kinogea. L'chora is just a din derabanan, right?
Yeah.
So since it's just a din derabanan.
Suffix tumah. Maybe it's not called Sadi Truma. It's not called Sadi Truma because.
So all the Truma, Shinaslo Mafrey, you're Thailand?
There's a Chazaka, isn't there a Chazaka?
That what?
That she wasn't a Nida. There's a Chazaka, she wasn't a Nida, right? So, and now there's a Chazaka, Dahashta, that she isn't.
Right, so Midorabana.
So normally, Chazaka Nikara is a widzel, it comes up to me,
you'd say like a condom is a condom, you'd say like... Usually, right.
Or
yeah,
usually. Is this the one without a vest? So maybe there's
Beis and Gimel. But it's a Tumah Midrabanan, right? It's definitely a Tumah Midrabanan. So the Truma is Tyler, not Sarfin? So if you're Rabanan, you wouldn't be Sarfin, right? So it just seems like Gzera Midrabanan, they weren't Geyser, even a din of Bayal need the Midrabanan. Now help me read through this next paragraph. Vandrogonus haba olav derech nekevusa. It's interesting that it's nekevuso, not nekevusa, right? Vandrogonus haba olav him, right? Derech nekevusa bevadei hu tamei misafek. The chumras bol nida olav misafek. We had this earlier in Kukpe Aleph, the dine nida. What happens if an androgynous sees blood? If an androgynous sees blood, what's the din? So we say it's tamei misafek. It's a tumas safek. Therefore, a bayal androgynous bederech nekevuso would also be a bayal nidah misafek, because the androgynous has a din nidah misafek. Therefore, the bayal nidah has the same din misafek.
I mean, he has a vest and everything.
I don't know. No.
Became a nidah.
Well, the Gemara is not sure about that. The Gemara has a safek. The Gemara says, if an androgynous sees blood, we have a safek whether it is a tumas nidah or not. So, but the Gemara says if the androgynous sees blood and is also roya keri, mimanav shach he's tamei. Because if he's a zachar, he's midin keri. If it's an akev, it's midin nida. But it's not the same tumor. It wouldn't be the same tumor. Because a zav with one re'i is like a din bal keri and would go to the mikveh, would that be tumah shiva? A nida would be tumah shiva. But anyway, in a case when an androgynous sees blood, where the Gemara, I think in Laman Aleph, says that an androgynous has to be Nahek din nida midin chumra midin safek. What happens if someone's habalav? That same safek would apply to haba al ha androgynous. Derech nekevusa bevade hu tamei misafek. The chumras bol nida alav misafek. Now, what does this mean? I wasn't sure what this meant. Ach in balav derech zachruchusai. What is that? If a woman has relations with the androgynous, what is that? I'm not sure.
In balav. It doesn't say ba'alav.
Right, it's very strange, no?
Male. It's another male.
Another male having?
And he's doing it probably like...
Like Mishkav Zachar?
Right.
That's very strange. Is that what the case here? I don't know. Achim ba'alav derech zachar chusa nima supa kidl el. Ayin zeh besugi, so I have to look at that sugi perik oral yavamas pei gimel pei bezim and bezim. I'm sorry I didn't see that, so I have to look at that sugi in yavamas. It's strange what that case is. No, I'm not sure what it is.
Well, first he says derech nekevuso, so that's his female side.
Right.
And then the derech says nekevuso.
He's talking about the androgynous having relations with him, a male having relations with him.
Yes, because that's what. It was.
Otherwise, because a woman.
The first case.
Because a woman would not.
It didn't change. It just changed. One is derech nekevuso.
It's not derech nekevuso. What is nekevuso by androgynous? Like a regular thing, it's not his.
Unless he's asking an interesting question. If the androgynous has a din need the misafek, and then the androgynous is bayal and isha, can isha ever have a scenario where she contracts tumas bayal nida? Can a male who would have a din nida, right? Would he ever think about that? I'm asking about such a case. In other words, is there ever a hechitimsa for a woman to contract tumas bayal nida? Because as a niveles, she never contracts tumah. Like from a zav, even if a zav has to be served for shiva nikiyim, right? A zav. If a zav has relations with a woman, if a woman is niveles to a zav who has to be shomer 7 days, she does not contract tumah shiva. So I don't know. Is that the scenario here that an androgynous who has the ability to be obeil a woman? Is that androgynous who has a male aver? Right, has a male characteristic. Androgynous has a male characteristic. He might also have the chumras nida on him misafek. If he's bayal and isha, would she contract, strangely enough?
No. So, let's say a man is bayal and nida.
Right.
So now he contracts Tumas Mida.
Tumas Shiva, right.
Tumas Shiva.
Right.
Now let's say he goes ahead, and I think this is what the case you just said, with an Isha Tahira.
Right.
So you just said that she does not contract the Tumas.
She does not. She has Tumas Maga.
His Tumas Mida.
Only Tumas Maga.
Only Maga.
Only Maga. Only Tumas Erev, not Tumas Shiva.
Right.
Okay.
So now we're asking
an androgynous.
If the androgynous,
because the androgynous, I'm not asking. I'm asking. What about androgynous?
Well, that's his case.
Okay, I'm asking you another case. Androgynous haba on the keva.
Well, why would the keva be? Why would she contract? Why would she be more
androgynous than Nida?
Because you're transferring the tumas nida from the androgynous through a maisabia to the keva.
Yeah, but you just said that she doesn't get it when the man who has Tumas Nida has to deal with her, she does not contract Tumas Nida.
You think that's... Yeah, but there, that's a boil. But no, that's a once removed, that's a boil Nida. Here the androgynous is a Tumas Nida itself. The boil Nida is a derivative from Nida. Here we're talking about the Nida itself.
Well, it's the Hini Dasa love.
Yeah, but there are a lot of exceptions to it. For instance, I'll give you an example. We had it last week. A boil Nida sits on a couch. That couch does not become an avatuma. A nida sits on a couch. That couch becomes an avatuma. A boil nida sits on the couch. It only gets tumas maga. Does not become an avatuma. There are differences between a boil nida and nida. Right? Does not go. For instance, the shiluch machanas. Correct? We learned that just a few minutes ago. A nida is mishtalech mishtay machanas. A boil nida is not. So it's a derivative tumma to a certain extent.
I think that's simply what he means is you have an androgynous who is a suffix, you know, the androgynous for blood. So it's a suffix whether that androgynous is a nida. So he's saying that if a man is bald on the androgynous, derech nabdusa, he's definitely a suffix nida.
Well, suffix correct. That's the first case, that's
but
for sure.
If he's bald of kumishkav zachar, does he
mean like shalok hadarka?
Does he get the tumas nida?
Mean a shalok hadarka?
Shalok hadarka.
He's giving my case, the regular guy does it
to the androgynous. Do you say that?
Why? Because shalok hadarka by a regular nida, shalok hadarka has the same halacha.
Correct.
It's the exact thing.
Correct.
So that should not be the suffix over here. It should be the same suffix.
That's the suffix he's asking.
No.
Shalok hadarka by a nida is not.
The androgynous is the love.
No. The fairish, the halacha is.
You don't get to.
Boil nida is even shalok hadarka.
Shalok hadarka is the same thing. Shalok hadarka is the same exact thing. So the fact that he's a suffix nida, the shloka doctor is not going to remove it, make it any less.
But that's
mitigate.
What he's asking. Okay.
I think it was the androgynous.
No, it's not. It's not. He's talking the same person.
No, it's an achim ba'olam.
He said, you look
same
at Moshe.
Meaning there was achim ba'olam.
No, not there was achim ba'olam.
You don't say there was achim ba'olam.
You don't say ba'olam.
You don't say ba'olam. There is nothing else.
But it seems at the end of the day, all this arguing and speculation is really irrelevant because it says Ayin ze besudya perak arab yivamaz pebezim bez. I have to look at that. Okay, let's do one more paragraph. Vinagoyim asum kezavin. We know the famous Hanukkah halacha that goyim they made like zavim, they made any zavim right after that. Nira diim ba al goya dino kedin boyal zava. So if a man has relations with a goya and she has a din zava midar rabbanon, the halacha is that he has a din boyal zava. Do tami mishum boyal nida velo mishum nogea belvad kain nearly. That's what I mentioned to you before, Shai. Even though a guy has a din zav or zava, if they pass away, you're not going to be geyser on them, because it's a gzerah l'gzerah. Machmas to Tumasu Mechaim in Rak Midorbanu, Bogaz Rolov L'Achash Shemes.
What was the reason they made...
One second. Kenu B'nidah Samachesma Beis, Paskar Ram Zal Sham, Perkvav what? Sorry?
What was the reason they made Asgardians or Zavar? Zavar and Zavar. What was the reason?
I forget.
There's no Nidav, there's no Zav, there's no Zavar. With the rest, there's none of these.
I know. I'm not sure why. Mm-hmm. Kusim, I know why.
Kusim, yes. Kusim,
I forgot why. I forgot the reason for the Gzera.
They were Jewish.
I forgot the reason for Gzera. But it's interesting that Gzera that they like Zavar is not some, Gaim, just stay away from them. Has a real taikef that if a man would go ahead and be Bayel a Goya, he would have a din Bayel Nida Mida Rabbanan. So the question is, what's the Nafkamina? So Nafkamina would be he goes to the mikveh right away, right? And he touches Truma in 2-3 days. So if he's like a Bayel Nida Mida Rabbanan, that Truma is Tamea Mida Rabbanan. Right? Tamea Mida Rabbanan, because a Bayel Nida cannot go ahead and have any tahara until he waits 7 days.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.